For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online. We're your host, Al, myself, Anthony. Today is Friday, April 19th, and we are just one day shy of the beginning of the first round where the Magic will take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're recording this episode Thursday night, dropping Friday morning, and the NBA just finished off with their first games of the play-in, now working towards the second games of the play-in. Alan, what's going on, man? How excited are you for this postseason?
Dude, I'm excited. We've been waiting for this for a long, long time. And things are shaking up, man. I can't believe that we saw the Heat go down. We saw the Warriors go down too already. Crazy. So it's incredible that, again, one day in, we're seeing some big surprises. So I'm excited to see what the playoffs bring this year.
Yeah, man. So the plan for this episode today is really to do a Magic versus Cavs playoff preview. We're going to talk about some of the interviews that we've heard so far in these last couple days, and some other impacts that we've reviewed. So before we get into that, just a quick word from our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use the mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. This is for anyone who is looking to make a little money off of some sports wagering. And when I mean this is for anyone, I mean anyone that's not in the NBA. Shout out to the Raptors.
Woo!
You went That's there, tough, huh? Right? That's super tough, man. I can't believe that, man. Anyways, moving on. That's not our problem. So, let's talk about that. I wanted to talk about the play-in just real quick. So, Miami Heat, they're obviously lost the first game against Philly, and now they're forced to play against the Bulls. Unfortunate injury with Jimmy Butler that's going to make it really tough for them. But just kind of thinking back, you know, this was almost us, right? We were almost in this position when it comes to being in this play-in tournament. And I'll be honest with you, watching this play-in, it wouldn't have been fun for our team to be in there, for the Magic to be in the play-in. I'll be honest with you. Just from thinking and having conversations with, a buddy of mine who's a big Miami Heat fan, the stress level is on another level, right? So seeing how all these teams, the Golden State Warriors, who, you know, obviously talented team, they're aging, they're dealing with, you know, some weird dynamics over there. They're out, postseason, done. This is a team that you expected to make to the playoffs year after year after year. Same with the Miami Heat. Miami Heat, you take a look at their roster, very talented roster. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, like they got a lot of good players on that team, and they're on the brink of potentially not making it into the postseason. Philadelphia, another team who, you know, obviously it hurt them with Joel Embiid, you know, getting hurt and missing a substantial amount of games. But another team that was expected to be a guaranteed shot in the playoffs. This goes to show you how important a healthy team is. Also how important literally every single game matters. because towards the back end of the season, or even as the season finished, you had so many teams in the East that really we're just separated by, you know, one or two games. So how have you liked the play-in tournament so far? And, you know, how do you now, knowing that we're in the playoffs and not in the play-in as these play-in games are going, you know, how grateful are you that we're in the playoffs, man? We don't have to earn our spot. We already earned it. We don't have to prove
it. It's a huge relief. We talked about it briefly on our episode on Sunday. It's a relief seeing the Heat go through this, seeing, you know, the Warriors go down already. You just never know what could happen, right? It's in their case, you know, for the 9th and 10th seed, it's one game that determines everything. And if you have a bad shooting night, if you have a bad defensive night, that's it. You're done. And that's what happened to the Warriors. They couldn't make shots. They couldn't stop, you know, the Kings, and they're out. So yeah, it is a blessing to not have to go through that, but shocking at the same time, man, because I feel bad for both teams that are fighting now, because the Heat, even though you never feel bad for the Heat, they're our rivals, right? But Butler, this is when he shines, and now he gets hurt. He won't be able to be there for tomorrow's game or tonight's game. And now Zion, who was balling, best game of his career against the Lakers. They were on track to make a comeback and potentially win that game, and he goes down, and now he's out as well. So it's unfortunate, but to your point, it's such a relief to make the playoffs because you don't have to play that extra game so hard where one of you guys may go down. So it changes everything. Even if the Heat managed to get through in advance, you're going to tell me they're going to make it competitive against the Celtics in the first round without Jimmy Butler. It's not going to happen. So that's why, again, at any cost, you try to avoid it.
Yeah, I mean, and knock on wood, but, you know, the Magic just went through their first practice, their first playoff practice, and the report out of practice was that the team is extremely healthy. There's interviews coming out from Paolo Banchero talking about that he feels great, he feels amazing. If you would have asked him, you know, the beginning of the season, if he would have played 80 plus games, you know, would his body feel, would he say that his body would feel the way that it does? And he was surprised that he feels refreshed, he feels amazing. And same with Jonathan Isaac, man. Jonathan Isaac says that he feels great. So, you know, this is a big, big element for us, because even taking a look back at the last time we were in the postseason with Evan Vooch and the injured Jonathan Isaac, you know, injuries were one of those things that were holding us back, right? I still have nightmares of, you know, Kyle Lowry hurting Aaron Gordon and Aaron Gordon not being able to perform the way that, you know, he normally does, which isn't saying a whole lot, but that's neither here or there. But again, the fact that we're going into this round one against the Cavs fully healthy, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence that, you know, we're going to bring that magic standard. And you hear some of the things already, like I've already seen, you know, Vegas odds heavily favored for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And you have, you know, certain personalities out there, sports personality in the media that, you know, they're obviously choosing Cleveland over the Magic. And, you know, I what's exciting for me about this first round is the fact that, you know, the Cavs, they haven't played this team before. Not with a healthy Jonathan Isaac who's playing substantial minutes. Like, you're getting a Jonathan Isaac that isn't really playing with minute restrictions. You know, we're hoping, fingers crossed, that, you know, Jonathan Isaac is going to be our starting center come game one, right? That it wasn't just a one game until we get Wendell back up and running in the last game of the season. So I'm really excited about that. I think the matchup is going to be really, really amazing TV. And how exciting is it knowing that the first game, Saturday, 1 p.m., is going to be on ESPN, and then we got our Saturday game, for our following Saturday game, on TNT. So, you know, the first four games you're looking at, two nationally televised TV, and then two NBA TV. So shout out to John Hollinger that messed that one up. You know, he was talking about we're going to be on NBA TV the full series. No, man, we got two national television games, and it's going to be exciting, man, because we got to make that one up, because our last nationally televised game was horrendous. So not a good showing.
Yeah, man, you read my mind. So the first thing I thought about was like John Hollinger. This dude was, you know, the moment we made the playoffs, it was like, oh, get ready for NBA TV, because that's where you guys are going. And look at that. two out of our first four games, ESPN, TNT, so that's good to see. I know Magic fans went at him pretty hard on X and let him hear it.
Rightfully so, because his predictions in the beginning of the season had us barely winning 30-plus games.
Exactly. So he's got it wrong all along. So keep going. Keep predicting that we're going to lose a series. Keep predicting that. All these things. It's okay. We can prove you wrong.
Yeah, so you look at when it comes to the play-in, you look at Atlanta, that they're out of the postseason. You look at Golden State, the same thing. And these are now teams that we're hearing rumblings that there's going to be some changes coming, right? Does Atlanta keep Trae Young? Does Atlanta, do they make a big shakeup with some of the other pieces that they have? Golden State, the same thing. I just heard Draymond Green on his show start talking about that changes. He's expecting changes to come. What will Klay Thompson do? Klay Thompson's 100% going to go out and kind of check the market out. So we're going to leave that for a later episode, because we do want to focus on the playoff preview. But this is a reminder that, all right, we focus on the playoffs right now. But in this off season, when it's time, because Jeff Waltman was already out there on the radio, already talking about some of these elements where the Magic are in a position to do things. Now, if the things that are out there isn't the right thing for the Magic, he also did mention that he would be open to double down on our current roster, which, you know, obviously is not what anyone wants to hear, but that's just the reality of the front office that we have. But, you know, it's a reminder that, you know, this play-in is fun for a lot of teams. It's fun for the fan base, but man, there's a lot of heartbreak in there too.
There really is. Imagine us. I mean, just imagine a worst case scenario. We made the play-in, but then you lose back-to-back games. And now all the hopes and dreams we had all the season long go away in a matter of what? 2 days? Like, that would have been disastrous. So the fact that we avoided that, man, I'll say it again, it's a blessing. Again, we've earned it at the same time. Let's be honest. We earned what we ended up at in the standings. But I'm ready for the series, man. I think it's going to be way better than we expect. I've said it all along, I love the fact that we match up against Cleveland. I think it's a good matchup for us. I like the fact that it's two teams that, again, are not major, you know, major markets. They are very similar, so we'll talk about in a few minutes. So, again, I think it'll be a really fun series. I don't expect us to get swept. I don't expect us to just win one game. So for that reason, I'm really excited for what's going to start happening here tomorrow.
Yeah, quick shout-out to our guy, Brandon Kravitz. If you're looking for more Orlando sports content, not just the Orlando Magic, but UCF, Orlando City, and the top stories in Central Florida sports that fans care about, check out the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. Brandon Kravitz and his crew, they drop 4 episodes per week. Brandon Kravitz from 96.9, The Game. Definitely check it out. A lot of news happening in the UCF world right now with, you know, their quarterback. So if you're looking for more of the top stories outside of just the Magic, Brandon Kravitz got you. All right. So when we talk about the matchup, the storyline between Magic and the Cavs, right? Split series between our games that we play with Cleveland. We're tied 2-2 this year, and both teams are ranked top 10 in defense and lower half offensively. Both have big bodies all around. So you think about players like Evan Mobley, Allen. You think about, you know, Wendell. He may not be, you know, big in size and height, but he's definitely a big body out there that is able to bang. You got Jonathan Isaac. You got Mo. You got Goga. So the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're not a small team, right? Magic 21-2 when holding opponents to less than 100 points. Cleveland went 14-0. The Magic were also 2-12 when scoring less than 100, and Cleveland went 1-9. So when you think about the matchups, I think of Paolo, I think of Evan, I think of Suggs versus Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell is, we've talked about it before, it's a player that I'm easily the most scared of, because he has the ability, the talent, the skill to literally carry the Cleveland Cavaliers to the finish line. This is not even talking about Darius Garland. This is not talking about Evan Mobley. If Donovan Mitchell wanted to do it himself, he could, right? You can point at the fact that Donovan Mitchell has struggled in the playoffs before. You can point at that. But regardless, you have to respect him. And I'm excited to see Jalen Suggs, you know, take that notch, because he's already talking about how excited he is to showcase his defense, playing defense against Donovan Mitchell. But when you take a look at the dynamic, the matchups, what stands out to you the most?
I mean, the biggest thing to me is that stat, you know, so 21-2 for the Magic when holding opponents to less than 100. Cleveland undefeated 14-0. And then the opposite on the offensive end, when we don't score 100, we are 2-12. They are 1-9. So what does it say? In my mind, what that tells me is first to 100 is going to win the game. So it's going to be tough, right? Because Cleveland, honestly, has better scores than we do, right? They have Mitchell. They have Garland. They have guards that can really, really score. So if they get it going, you have to contain everyone else. The shooters, Strus, whoever they throw out there, you got to control those guys. Because again, the stats show it. When we play good defense or they play good defense, they win the games. And when we struggle to score or they struggle to score, they're just not going to, they're going to lose. So the defense, I think, will dictate a lot of the series. What I've seen some experts say is that this matchup reminds people of last year's matchup for the Cavs against the Knicks. And they struggled big time against the Knicks last year in the playoffs. The question is, have they learned from that? Or are they going to face the same issues again? One big thing for me is the fact that they haven't played together that much, right? They were injured a lot. When yep. Garland and Mitchell played together, they haven't played their best. They usually play the best when they play alone. So when Mitchell's been out, Garland kills it. When Garland's been out, Mitchell kills it. So can they find that magic all of a sudden in a playoff series? Or are they going to struggle like they have in the past few months? So again, it's going to be interesting. I do believe the Magic have an edge on defense, number three defense in the NBA. The key is going to be being consistent with that defensive effort. We saw it a lot in the last week of the season where the Magic were kind of flip-flopping. They were doing one good game on defense, one bad game on defense. We can't allow for that to happen. If you're going to win in the series, you have to be consistent every single night. So it's an interesting, again, storyline. Very similar teams. I think our big bodies will give them some trouble, though, because, again, our defenders are elite, in my opinion. They are great, too, but I will take our guys over theirs.
Donovan Mitchell's averaged 27.8 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds in 44 playoff games. Again, man, he's the head of the snake that we really need to find a way to be able to slow down. If he's going to show his presence offensively, Jalen Suggs. Like, if you're expecting Jalen Suggs to keep him under 10 points, that happens. Amazing. Great. But the expectation needs to be lockdown defense from everyone. Like this is part of what makes the Magic so successful. This is part of that Magic standard is by committee. These are all words that we've heard the Magic speak about all season long. And we can't just rely on Jalen Suggs. We can't just rely on Jonathan Isaac. It does need to be a team collective. And that's one of the things that I feel is an underrated advantage that the Magic have. Our chemistry is next level, right? If there was a ranking, if there was, you know, if you were to take all the teams and put them in order on which teams have the best chemistry, there's like literally no debating that the Orlando Magic, at least top five. Like, I can't think of another team that has better chemistry than we do, because it literally every single day that we've seen this season, it's always been, even when things weren't going their way, just the way that they talk about, you know, teammates in the press conference, the way that they connect on social media, the way that they show up for each other on, you know, events or whatever case may be, we see the way that they connect on the floor. That would be one major advantage that I would say that we have over the Cavs. We talked about this last episode where Donovan Mitchell, he's already 1 foot out the door. Like there's zero chance. Donovan Mitchell is not signing back with the Cavs. That's just not happening, man. He wanted to go to New York. He got sent to Cleveland. Wasn't happy. He made the best out of it. He's a professional, but this is it for him, right? And obviously he's going to want to have a good showing, but I think that there's obviously a disconnect there that, you know, the Magic, you know, you can take advantage of that. You know, someone like Joe Ingles from a verbal standpoint or moan. Like, this is the way they should be talking smack on the court. You know what I mean? So that's just an element that I think that we can really use to our advantage, because you know, it's clearly there and it's one of our strengths.
Yeah, we talk about chemistry too. Now think about it from the Cavs perspective. So from the Cavs, Mitchell, Garland, Mobley.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All play less than 60 games this season. So like I talked about earlier, are they going to magically just figure it out now and be like, hey, we have the chemistry going because we know each other? Or is that going to show in the playoffs? Like, hey, we haven't played together that much. We don't know where you want to be offensively. It may create some issues. Also, another thing about the Cavs too, they were the worst record out of all the teams that made the playoffs. They had the worst record after the All-Star game. So again, the last 2 months of the season, out of the top, you know, 20 teams that made the playoffs, they had the worst records. So again, they've shown some signs of struggle in the locker room, on the court. Again, it's not going to show in the playoffs as well. So we'll find out. But to your point, chemistry-wise, I think the Magic have the edge there as well. We've had this crew together for a while. They get along super well. There's no contract issues going on for us. So ideally, again, that's an advantage for us here in the first round.
Yeah, now on the flip side, they got the playoff experience. We obviously do not. But, you know, if you're going to go up against a player like Donovan Mitchell, it there is added value of the fact that your vet, Joe Ingles, played many years with Donovan Mitchell. So there's at least a little inside to what's the best way to defend. How can we get under his skin? What are different ways that we can, you know, take him off his game a bit? And I think that that's also, you know, a little extra that we can put in the pocket. So I'm excited to see that dynamic as well.
Yeah, I mean, the only concern that I have with that is when you think about young teams heading into the playoffs, their main issue the first time is, again, the lights might be too bright. It happened to the Cavs last year. Jerry Allen said it clearly, like, hey, the lights were brighter than I expected. So that's my only fear with the Magic. I hope that Mosley has done a great job preparing them. Paolo said it himself. They've been thinking about this all year long. So now the time is here. Hopefully that won't be an issue. But with young teams in the playoffs, it usually shows struggling to shoot, struggling to communicate on the floor, a lot of turnovers. If we can avoid that, again, that young kind of attitude on the court and our first playoff experience, that'll be a huge boost. Game one will be key. If we can some way somehow show up in game one and, again, take care of the ball, play, you know, composed throughout the game, that's going to be a big, big factor for us. But, again, the playoff experience, no denying. The Cavs have been there before. That's an advantage for them. Hopefully the chemistry woes impact that a little bit.
And Joe Ingles isn't the only one that has a connection. Obviously, Coach Moles has, you know, a connection with Cleveland and being a part of that team for a little while. Cavaliers head coach J.B. Bickerstaff, apparently they're really, really good friends. And, you know, during an interview, Bickerstaff had talked about how both of their families spent together during the All-Star break. Both spoke Sunday night and agreed to not speak for the remainder of the series, but will go out and try to kick each other's ass. So, you know, I love that element, right? Because it would mean so much more for Coach Moles. Like, this is his opportunity. Like, I feel, for me, when I think of Coach Moles, to me, this is really his welcome to the NBA moment for him as the head coach, as the one that is his responsibility to now, right, not just lead his team, but also gives us a better understanding of how he's going to be able to make adjustments now in a series, which, unfortunately, he's going to have to learn that, right? So there might be some small errors early on, but it's part of the element that's going to help him become a better coach next season, the season after, so on and so forth. So I like the fact that there's that dynamic. Donovan Mitchell also said that he doesn't believe that Orlando overachieved. They're a young, scrappy team. They have a lot of energy, a lot of guys who are really talented. Got to give Jamal Mosley credit and what he's done over there. They're a really, really good team. And damn it, I agree with you, right? If you would have told me, because remember, we've talked about it over and over and over. We've said playing, but early on, majority of the fan base, the perspective change, right? Where now the goal is to make the playoffs, and that was a floor. Like that's where we're at because of our talent, the way we played, the fact that we've been able to stay somewhat healthy. You know what I mean? So it was cool to see Donovan Mitchell at least acknowledge it, because we felt a little disrespected because the Cavaliers did what they could to make sure that they landed us in the playoffs. So the fact that there's so little respect there makes you feel a little bit good, a little bit, not a whole lot, because it's still a little disrespectful, but it's good to at least acknowledge, because this is not the first time Donovan Mitchell has done that.
Yeah. And so going back real quick to Bickerstaff and his comments about Mosley, them being such good friends off the court, do you think there's any kind of, there's something there about the fact that the Cavs chose to tank in a way to face the Magic? Like, you think Mosley thinks of that a particular certain way, or hey, maybe we'll stage because they're good friends and want to face each other in the playoffs. But that's an interesting aspect to me too. Like, hey, so you chose to tank to face us. You think we'll just give up and roll over and give you the series? Guess again. So I wonder if that's going through Mosley's head as we're getting ready for Saturday.
It needs to. That needs to be the communication, because it's the playoffs, baby. Like, we got to make sure that we take advantage of every single edge that we can. So the conversation, the meetings should start off with, they chose us. They tanked on purpose because they felt that we were the easier path to get to the second round. Like, we need to use that as motivation. We need to use that as edge. We need to make sure that was in the beginning of whatever presentation to get this whole thing started, because we're at a point where now, before we wanted to earn our respect, now we have kind of, we're starting the process of earning our respect. Nobody is expecting the Magic to make it out of this first round but us. So, disrupt.
That's the goal, right? And guess
Simple
what?
Simple as that.
The fact that Mitchell's saying what he's saying, I don't hate it, man. Guess what? If we beat them in the playoffs, he already has this good idea of what the Magic are building. He likes what we're doing. Imagine if we beat them in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden, in the offseason, we somehow land Donovan Mitchell. So, I don't know. It's something to think about as well. Again, what you need a scorer. You need a guard that can drop and score points next to Paolo and Franz. He's a guy that for years has been in the back of my head as a potential guy that you want to go after. Again, fits timeline-wise, good dude, works hard. You never know.
I mean, he wanted to go to New York. And obviously, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense now with Jalen Brunson playing the basketball that he's playing. Can't have two really undersized guards that play in very similar fashions playing together. Would it make sense? So that messes up his... his plans, unless he wants to play for Brooklyn, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because they're not a performing team, and plus they got Ben Simmons, man, their point guard position is locked down. And when it comes to Orlando Magic, Paolo Banchero, when he's talking about his first playoff game, he was quoted as saying, "I don't think the moment's too big, not only for me but for anybody. We've been talking about it since before the season. You don't talk about something you're scared of doing. Everybody's just excited and ready to go. You don't talk about something that you're scared of doing." And I think that's huge, especially this is the impacts that that comes with a player like Paolo. Paolo is he didn't stay home, man. He signed up for Duke, Coach K's final year. Every single game of his collegiate career was even bigger, grander, a lot of pressure on him, a lot of pressure around the team. So he's played in big moments and big games. And I think that having that level of experience, you can carry that over. You can translate that, right? And I think that at least from a perspective of sharing an experience, I think that he can help some of the other guys. And I think that also, you know, Joe Ingles, this is the reason why you brought him on this team. This is the reason why you chose him to be a vet. You know, they talked about, you know, some of his impacts, especially during this postseason, is the fact that he's keeping the guys together, but also reminding the guys that, you know, they're a young team, that they can go out there, they can have fun, they can have the balance. And I think that we're going to see more of Joe Ingles, from what I hope, a bigger performance, very similar to what we saw Batum do for Philly. Like, that's my prediction. Like, Joe Ingles hasn't gone off any game this year. You know, he's had okay games, but he hasn't gone off. And I'm expecting, I feel in my gut, I feel good. I think that we might have one of those games.
Yeah, man, I think that to start up with Paolo real quick, I think you love to hear him sound so confident, sound so ready for what's to come, even though, again, it's the first time he'll be facing, you know, the playoffs. He hasn't been there before. But I love the quote, you know, you don't talk about something you're scared of. Again, you've been talking about this all year long. So, and that is the right attitude. I mean, I remember going back to Media Day and talking to the team at Media Day, playoffs was the goal. That was what they wanted to achieve. That was something that was in their mind. When Paolo won Rookie of the Year, he said, we're coming for the playoffs. So it's been, what, about a year almost now of talking about this? It's been the goal. It is now here. So I think for the Magic, it is not a surprise to be where they are today. Again, it will take some adjustments, but I do believe that mentally that locker room is ready. Things like Jalen, players like Jalen Suggs, Mo Wagner, you know, Jonathan Isaac, who was there a long time ago, but he's been there with us. They can get these guys ready, the young guys. I think that's the mindset. Joe Ingles, these are guys that need to help the guys kind of slow it down when they need to, know when to push. So I think they'll be okay. But again, I love the attitude that Paolo's bringing heading into game one.
Now, when you think about this matchup, Al, what do you think the Magic need to do? What would you say are the keys for the Magic to make it out of the first round?
So I'm going to start with the first one, and I think that it's one that we often overlook. You talked about it already. Joe Ingles never had like that signature moment with the Magic where he went for like 20 points, right? Where he hit like 5 3-pointers in a half or whatever. That never happened. He had some flares here and there. I think that we need the vets to be vets, right? This is why we're paying Gary Harris good money. We brought him back. Joe Ingles, same thing for moments like this, the playoffs. So I am hoping, number one, that they just take the open shots. Oftentimes we see Gary Harris kind of hesitate and, you know, pump fake and kind of pass it out. No. If you're open, you're one of our best shooters in the team, shoot the ball. Joe Ingles, same thing. I think the unselfishness that they have is because they're thinking, we're not the main guys on this team. The young guys are. Let's let them shine. But in this moment, this is where you make your money as a vet. It's by, again, taking the open shots, making the open shots, and making life easier for the young guys. So that to me will be number one. That's one big key for me. We need the vets to be vets.
I think for me, you really have to look at it from the, and this might be the most obvious thing, right? Offensively, we have to be led by Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. It needs to be both of them. We can't just rely on Paolo Banchero. I think if you look back at that Milwaukee game, Franz had a really, really bad start to the game in that first quarter, but the second quarter, it opened everything up. It forces the defense to decide, and we can't allow for the team just to decide that, hey, we're just going to collapse on Paolo Banchero because nobody else can score the basketball. Franz being offensively aggressive is going to allow for everything to open up. Him being able to get to the basket, him being crafty in the way that he's able to finish on a fast break. These are all elements that allows us to be successful. And I think that that's going to have to be huge. Paolo Banchero, some of the things that we've looked at that we've wished that, you know, everyone's always talked about Paolo Banchero's efficiency, right? There are moments that we've seen him play where, you know, he forces things. He's at his best when the game comes to him. He's at his best when he makes the right read, the right pass. He's at his best when he's able to score the ball. And I think that if we can at least, at the very least, utilize those two things at our anchor, everything else will fall in line. Because You lock down Paolo and Franz. One of the biggest strengths that we've had that's carried us the whole entire season has been our second unit. So what can we get out of Cole Anthony? What can we get out of Joe Ingles? What can we get off of Mo Wagner? Mo Wagner is an offensive threat that really surprises people because you don't expect it. Mo can drop 22, 23 points off the bench easy. Cole Anthony, the same thing. So when Paolo and Franz are in the game, which, by the way, I'm expecting for them to play way more minutes than they did during the season, but when they're in the game, offensively, we need them to carry that load. We need them to be a threat. And I think that, you know, you take care of that, everything else will fall in line. Question is, can we shoot the basketball consistently from the three-point line? Can we hit our free throw shots that we've been struggling with, you know, the last X amount of games? Like, these are all questions that we all have, that the good news is we're going to be able to find out very, very soon.
Yeah, and I will tell you real quick, Franz, he's probably the guy that's benefiting the most from having this week off. And I kept saying that, like, I just want us to avoid the play-in so these guys can get some rest, because they were going hard, man, that last week. You know, Jalen Suggs was getting hurt. Franz Wagner has been struggling with that ankle injury. Having a week off for Franz to work on his shot and getting his body ready, it's going to be huge for him. So I think, to your point, he needs to be huge. He needs to be big next to Paolo and help us carry the load offensively. One more key for us, I think, is going to be Jalen Suggs for many reasons. Number one is going to be, for me, staying out of foul trouble. So, you know, we know he's going to be guarding Garland, Mitchell, a whole bunch. Those guys draw a lot of fouls. He gets emotional during games. That's his calling card. He's got to do a good job just kind of composing himself, staying calm, because if he gets too easy, you know, quick, two fouls in the first quarter, that's a huge void for us with him not being on the court. So we need him out there. And second, we need his three-point shot to carry over from the regular season. Yep. I think that 100%. We need that consistent shooting. Keep taking the open shots. Even if they're not going in, you have to be a threat from the three-point line. Because again, to your point earlier, if our guys are not making shots, Paolo and Franz will get double-teamed. It's going to be ugly. So we need Jalen Suggs, again, do it on both ends, like he's been doing all season long. But the number one thing for me is that staying composed and avoiding foul trouble.
Yeah, for he ended the season shooting 39.7 from behind the three-point line. We 100% need that to carry over. That needs to happen, because we know that shooting-wise, if we struggle, because we know that's going to happen, we can't rely on the game being won behind the three. We just can't. So we can't afford for us to be outshot. And Jonathan Isaac, this goes without saying, but Jonathan Isaac, we need him to stay healthy. We need him to be impactful. The rim protection, man. The rim protection that last game in Milwaukee, him starting, was huge for us. This allows for Paolo Banchero to... I don't want to say be lazy on the defensive end, but this allows for errors to happen and not be catastrophic for the Magic. Knowing that Jonathan Isaac, knowing that you have a rim protector behind on the defensive end, this allows for Jalen Suggs to maybe be more aggressive than he needs to be, because if he gets beat on the defensive end by Donovan Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell, 6-foot Donovan Mitchell, has to make a decision. Jonathan Isaac, his presence alone forces teams to alter their shots, right? You can't drive the basket and not respect Jonathan Isaac and who he is as a defender. So that's going to be another element. I'm looking forward, and I'm actually very, very interested to see, you know, how many minutes we'll see Jonathan Isaac play. Would you say, I'm gonna ask you this, Jonathan Isaac, does he play less or more than 30 minutes a game?
I think he'll be right in the middle. I think he'll be 30 per game max for JI. He played 25 some games, so I think in the playoffs, getting him ready for ramping him up for this moment, you gotta throw him out there 30 minutes. And if that is the case, I don't know about you, man, but you gotta consider really, really hard starting him at that point. I just like him as a matchup against Jared Allen way better than Wendell. Like, I have nightmares thinking of when Wendell went against Jared Allen And it was so easy for Jared Allen to just go up for rebounds, go up for blocks. Like, he wasn't minding, you know, Wendell next to him. So J.I., for many reasons, has to be on the court. But one in particular is to try to slow down Jared Allen and match that physicality, but also the athleticism. It's another level for him. So that's a reason why, to me, he needs to be on the court a little bit more than he did during the regular season.
Yeah, what's up with Jared Allen being listed as 6'9" on ESPN? I got every other. No, when I saw it, I was like, "There's no way this man is 6'9". There's zero chance." And I looked at 100 different websites, and everyone else has him listed as 6'11". So for anyone, because I've seen the comments and I've seen the conversations, for anyone who's questioning it, Jared Allen is he's taller than Wendell. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Man, this week ahead is gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of great basketball. Cleveland has home court advantage, so the first two games will be in Cleveland, followed by two additional games after the first two at the Kia Center. Two nationally televised games that we know of for now. Al, you have tickets to the playoffs. I'll be watching the games from home. It's gonna be. I'm curious to hear to see what the experience is this time around for the Magic playing at home in a playoff capacity.
Dude, if it's anything like it was game three of what, 2019, we'll play against the Raptors. If it's anything like that, it's going to be electric and it's going to be memorable. So again, I've been saying it to fans on Twitter. I've been saying it to fans on everywhere. I'm talking to Magic fans. If you have a chance to go to the games, go to the games, man. Just support the team. This is what we play for, right? The whole season. We went through a lot, man, to get to this point. We went through seeing a bunch of G Leaguers get minutes. We saw, by this time last year, we were just counting the days. I remember that. We're counting the days to the lottery. There was nothing to play for anymore. We were home already on vacation, waiting for October. So it's like we are actually playing meaningful basketball here in late April. Show up for the guys. Again, I'll be there. I'll talk to you guys next week on the next episode and tell you about the experience. But heading into next week, man, predictions for me, I think that the Magic steal one on the road. I don't know if it's game one. I think game one, there'll be some jitters. There'll be some getting used to things. But game two, I feel better about. And I definitely think coming back home, that energy, the young crowd, the young guys will be, you know, super energized. They win that game three Thursday night here in Orlando. So I think we'll be 2-1 by the next time we record our next episode. What about you?
Yeah, same thing. 2-1 feels good. The most important thing for me is the first game is going to be funky because the Magic just notoriously this year have not played good basketball when there was a long stretch of break in between of no basketball. So I'm a little scared for game one, but even if it doesn't go our way, you know, I'll take that as a wake up call. You go into game two, Magic have done extremely well on the road this year, and I can quickly see the Magic being able to steal home court advantage, and I think that's going to be huge for us. So I got us 2-1 as well by the time that we record our next episode. But it's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be a good matchup. And we're going to be able to see this team, you know, see if they're willing to meet the moment. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing. This is an opportunity for them to level up. This is an opportunity for them to be able to go out and earn their respect. And this is where you do it. This is the stage that gets done. You want people to start talking respectfully, not even nice, man. I don't need nice things. Respectfully, it needs to happen now and it needs to happen in this series. On that note, it is a wrap. I appreciate everyone for listening. This show was presented by Bet Online, and we'll catch you guys in 1 week.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Temper Adapt Collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.